On the IMOCA general meeting, we had new problems and new points to accept. The technical committee advised to the IMOCA assembly to raise the writing moment of the new boats, because earlier they realized the new boats will be a little bit slower than the previous existing fleet, and that was a disaster. Very difficult to reach sponsors to say, we want to build a new boat which will be slower than the previous and the existing fleet. So designers and designing offices started to thinking about how to raise the speed and the performance of the boats again. Previously, on the flag was that to make the boats more reliable, safer, and if possible, cheaper economically. And now the question was that how is it possible to speed up again a little bit, just to be possible to sell for the sponsors. So at last, the offices advised us to raise the writing moment, which was obvious, from the 22-ton meter to 25.5-ton meter at the heel of 25 degrees. And the AVS angle changed from 112 degrees down to 110 degrees, which is not a big change, but some, and that's enough to make the boat a little bit, just a little bit faster than the previous boats were. But the question is that who and how much respect the rules, because since a long time that is an existing rule. The boats should comply the ICEF rules, which ask the designers respect the ISO rules, ISO standards, for the panel strength. And some of the boats doesn't perform these standards. So how is this possible? I don't know the answer. But that's true. Instead of the 22 ton per square meter water pressure, these boats stands only 10, maximum 11 tons per square meter. So this is nice and interesting question. If we see, and knowing that the Cheminée Pujolas just sank in the last month, they made a delivery sailing back to Europe, and in running conditions, strong wind and running conditions, the boat broke in two pieces, and after a couple of hours, the boat sank. That makes three very important questions in the security side. One point, how a boat, an IMOCA boat, can break in two pieces. Surely because the construction and other part of the skins were not strong enough. The second, the bulkheads should withstand the water pressure which is coming in after breaking. And these walls obviously didn't stand the water, the waves and the water pressure. So break after break, the boat completely filled up by seawater and sank. In spite of that, the boats should float, because normally we should be build into the boats that much material, which is 130% altogether, more displacement volume than the weight of the boats. So these boats should float in any condition. That fact, Cheminée Pujolas sank, that means that the boat was out of this rule again. So this is a lot of new questions. So we need to talk about in the future, because now, fortunately and thanks God, the two skippers survived. The British survivor teams and the Norwegian cargo ship just could save them. But if this situation happens in the middle of the ocean, that could have been a much bigger problem, and maybe the loss of lives. And this is a really big danger. So in the future, we need to talk about these questions, how the boats are safer and how the boats are respecting the existing rules. So that is why now the boats are going in the good way. Question is that we have the rules, the rule book, and the boats should be designed and built according to the rules, not out of the rules. This is important.
How has to change your design or your boat?
My boat didn't need too much change. Only because we raised a little bit the writing moment. There is two existing compartments under the bed in my boat on the two sides. And two-thirds of this compartment I close. And I create two small water ballast tanks. And with this water ballast tank, my boat is exactly has 25.5 ton meter righting moment, which is the new rule. So with a couple of days of work, with small changes, I can completely speed up the boat for the existing limit. No problem for me. I'm really happy because the boat is absolutely on the performance limit, which is possible.
What's your plan? What's your program for the developing, for the building, for the launching, and what's your first race you are planning?
We have a tight program until the start of the New York-Barcelona race, which is on the 1st of June. We are planning to transport my boat from Székesfehérvár down to the Adriatic Sea to Slovenia. In March, we finish all the jobs which will be necessary to do on the seaside, including the measurements, all the tests, the capsize test and all the other tests. The scrutineering committee will come, hopefully, and we will make all these kind of measurements. After that, we put the mast into the boat and start sailing. 6th of April, I would like to start from Isola, Slovenia, to Gibraltar, sailing, of course, at the beginning with a small team. From Gibraltar, I would like to make the cross-Atlantic with my partner, my co-skipper, Marta Goslet, and we want to arrive to Newport to 15 or 17 of May, when the program starts in Newport, and after that we follow the fleet or the boats which will be there in the programs. Sometime 26th of May the fleet is sailing down to New York, and there are some programs, and the start will be 1st of June.